My name is David DeBleek, and I'm artistic director of Wicked Sister Dance Theater and producer of this show, Dancing with Many Voices, that's happening at Pioneer Place Theater.
I'm Karthi Veeramani, and I'm one of the dancers participating in this very beautiful event that's, you know, bringing together so many artists around central Minnesota. And also I'm a student at St. Cloud State studying anthropology and communication studies.
Cool. So what brought about this endeavor?
Yeah, a couple things led to the project. Last year, Wicked Sister Dance Theater was asked to create some programming for the Great River Regional Library System to go around to smaller communities and share some dance experience with folks. And we figured that most people had some sort of knowledge of studio dance, ballet, tap, jazz, but we wanted to kind of expand their ideas about how dance is made, what kind of dance is made, how that reflects someone's culture or artistic expression. So we put together a program called Dancing with Many Voices, just four of us, dancers from the company, and had some tap, and Karthi did some classical Indian dance, and we talked about kind of how we created our dances. And it was so successful, and people were excited about it, and, you know, having their minds opened to different kinds of dances, that we decided to open up the project and invite other dance artists from the St. Cloud, central Minnesota area together to not only do a show together, but also to, we've had shared rehearsals together where we watch each other's work in progress. We talk about why we make dances, sort of what led us to becoming choreographers or dancers. So it's been this great networking opportunity. And then also we've been archiving images, video, narrative about our stories on a website, dancingwithmanyvoices.com. Yeah, and part of what led to it too, during the downtown art crawl, Jeff Ringer, who's one of the participating artists, has a studio, Studio Jeff, a ballroom dance studio, and he frequently hosts a dance showcase as part of the art crawl. So a number of us met each other performing in this informal show at Studio Jeff, and this was really a way to kind of have a more formal theatrical production with stage lights, costumes, and all of that.
I was also part of the Great River project where we went around central Minnesota performing at libraries, and I've performed at the art crawl, and to me, coming from a different cultural background, it's telling St. Cloud, or making a presence in St. Cloud, you know, that we are all these different people coming from different backgrounds and different, holding different identities, and how we express ourselves through art, dance, and also creating a greater sense of community and telling what downtown St. Cloud's about, you know, besides just the bar scene. You know, there's a lot of art that goes on down there, and supporting local businesses too. And so it's a community project as well as something that's enriching the self, because I'm able to put out my culture and say, you know, this is where I'm from, and I'm also part of this greater community. And I'm an outsider, but also an insider. So.
Yeah, you live here.
Yes.
And there you go. that is kind of a neat perspective if you think about it. When people think of art, just, you know, oh, there's a painting hanging on a wall. You know, I don't know if anybody's ever done a poll on that, but if you just say the word art, what pops into mind? But dance certainly is. It is a form of expression that is, well, it's pretty beautiful, but at the same time, I think people are a little scared of it too. You know, there's that whole phrase, dance like nobody's watching. Well, what if somebody's watching? Oh no, is it that bad? Probably not. But well, I don't know. Could you maybe talk a little bit more about that? What is this thing? Dance? What is? It's very visual, but what is it?
I think a lot of people kind of have the notion that they have to sort of know what a dance is about or know something about the technique and movement to enjoy it. But I think if a dance is constructed well, you know, it can have a visual design that's exciting and kind of, like visual art, be a stage picture that's, you know, moving images. It's an aural or sound experience where you're taking in either live or recorded music or the sounds that the dancers are making. Sometimes there's a story in one of Karthi's solo Bharatanatyam dances that she does in the show. There's a narrative story based on a woman whose husband's gone away, and she's got a little bird that she's tending to.
Talks to the bird and praises her husband.
Yeah. In other cases, I'm working on a duet with Katie Hill that has sections that are very kind of acrobatic in nature. So it's the kineticism, the partnering, the lifting. Some of Minnesota Dance Ensemble's works are the same. It's kind of about the motion and the movement. And, you know, watching those dances, you can be sitting in the audience and feel yourself kind of swaying or rocking because the kineticism is drawing you in. So I believe that dance, you know, has lots of sort of doors, you know, that can bring you into it to have a very multi-sensory experience.
Yeah, it is that it is primarily a visual medium, I guess you could say, because you're watching somebody dance, but at the same time, you're listening to the music, obviously. And if you were to dance, then you would be feeling it as well. Just that act of motion that mm-hmm. does something, and then, you know, you're able to tell a story. So along those lines, you know, maybe if people would, you know, take a moment to just kind of visualize potentially what might be a dance, and what we'll do is listen to a little bit of some of the music which is going to be presented during Dancing with Many Voices. Karthi, this is one of your dances, this first one that we're going to listen to. Can you tell us just a little bit about it, and then we'll just listen to a little bit of it, and then you can explain kind of what's happening.
My first piece, which you'll be playing in a bit, it's a Tamil folk piece, and so the music is also a folk music piece. And it was the music was composed to accompany a poem, and then there was a dance that was choreographed to accompany the poem and the music. And it's about, and it's religious. A lot of Indian classical dancing or Bharatanatyam is based off of religious stories, myths and legends about Hindu gods and goddesses. And this is about Lord Murugan, who is a Hindu god, and to be specific, a Tamil god, because Tamil is my ethnic identity. I'm Tamilian, and a lot of Tamils pray to Lord Murugan if they're Hindus. And it's about Lord Murugan going away to the forest to take care of his lordly duties, and his wife, you know, is staying back, and, you know, she misses him, and so she sings her praise and tells her little pet parrot how she misses him and writes crazy letters that she can't send him, and, you know, and just realizes how great and wonderful of a husband he is. It's a very short, to the point kind of piece, and it's kind of cute and romantic in a very folk way.
Well, that was pretty neat. What was the name of that again, that song?
The name of the poetry is Valli Kanavan, and the music style is called Kavadi Chindu. So it's that also kind of means poetry and music. So
nice, yeah. Nice. It's kind of like a poetry in motion, if you will.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, excellent. Well, so next, why don't we, let's see, David, you mentioned that you and Katie Hill are doing a duet piece. And this piece was specifically written, why don't you tell us a little bit? It's written by somebody locally.
Yeah. Yeah. Every once in a while, choreographers get this rare opportunity to work with composers. And it's really a great special opportunity to work with someone that creates music just for your dance. And last spring, I was working with the College of St. Benedict and St. John's University for their dance production in their theater department, and working with a student at St. John's. His name is Will Van de Kromert, and he composed this really lovely piece of music called Rain Storm Quartet that was used as part of a show at St. Ben's last spring called The Enigma of the Sky Above. And at that time, I was working with three different couples. creating these three duets that happened simultaneously. And in that show, the audience kind of sat in the middle of them all, so they could see one or the other of the duets. And I really loved the music and the movement that we came up with, so I've adapted it into a duet for this performance with Katie Hill. The two of us dance to it. And there's a little bit of a story to it. Kind of deals with this idea of an unseen partner, whether that is a guardian angel or someone, a loved one who's gone on, or kind of the higher self or the inner self. But it's these two dancers, and one is kind of this outside force that's sometimes seen and sometimes not. And kind of the idea that we're always dancing with these forces around us. Sometimes we're aware of them, sometimes not. And it allows for some really beautiful weight sharing lifts. We actually, Adam Terry at Pioneer Place is constructing a wall, a small wall that's going to be built within like and put up on stage within like a half a day's time, so that on opening night, Katie and I can dance on the wall. We do some balancing on the wall, and we actually kind of walk up the wall, and God willing, you'll see that on opening night.
Then, of course, there's a finale to the show. All shows have a finale. And, but before we get into that, how many different performances are there within Dancing with Many Voices? How many different...
We have about 30 dance artists from the St. Cloud area, which I think is pretty remarkable. Four of them are actually visiting from the Fargo-Moorhead area, the North Dakota Ballet Company. They're guest artists in the show. So some of the artists in the show are part of a company or a troupe. Others are individual artists. All in all, I think there are about 12 pieces of dance in the show, the finale being the last one. As I mentioned, this project has been about us kind of sharing some rehearsal time together and learning about how we create dance. And out of that, we thought it would be really great to all dance together in some way on stage. But we've had a really limited amount of time. Actually, we haven't all been in the same space yet. We won't all be in the same space until about an hour and a half before the show. But we came up with this idea of it's kind of a glorified curtain call. / Bollywood finale, if you know that style of cinema that's out of India. Bollywood often ends with a big finale. So Karthi suggested this piece of music, and each of the groups or artists is coming out to do a little short dance segment that's reflective of their movement style, and taking a bow, and then we're all doing a little Bollywood movement, which Karthi's been teaching us.
Nice.
So the music is from the Bollywood culture of India, which is primarily from North India, but it's so prominent all over the world. Everybody listens to it, it feels like, you know, or is somewhat familiar with the culture. And the Bollywood music and movies come, it has a strong element of music, and you'd see movies that be going on and then randomly would burst into dance and music, you know, singing, and then we'd go back to our pedestrian, you know, storytelling. And so the music we chose for the finale is from Devdas. It's a Bollywood classic, and it is one of the it's a very famous song, just was one of the biggest hits in Bollywood history, I think. It's Dola Re Dola, composed by Ismail Darbar. And because it's very upbeat and, you know, it's very unique too, and it's just meant for dancing, kind of. So I came up with a few basic Bollywood movement that we put together to make a small little routine that we'd all do together in unison. And also, I think what's unique about our finale is we all have different dance styles, and we're all doing that specific dance style to this Bollywood music, which is just, it takes things out of context and creates a new context for, you know, what dance is and how music should accompany dance. And It's very avant-garde, I think,
yeah.
And it makes me so happy how we're mixing things up.
Yeah, we'll have the troupe of belly dancers, Radiant Moon, come out and do some of their belly dance sequence.
Ashley, that's for you in 4747. They called Studio Line.
Sorry about that. I don't know how to shut
that
again. Thing off. Yeah,
yeah. So we'll have the belly dance troupe, Radiant Moon belly dance troupe, will come out and do some of their belly dance vocabulary to the Bollywood music. The ballet dancers from North Dakota, Katie and I will do some of our wall stuff. Karthi has some of her Indian dance. I think Jeff Ringer and his partner will come out and do some ballroom moves to it, and then we'll all end with some unison movement. Some folks have been learning it online via video post, and like I said, well, it's all going to come together right before the show, so it should be fun.
It always does.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. Well, I just got maybe a few more little questions here and there, and then I'm at like 20 minutes or so we're pretty good, and then I'll get some more recordings
sure
later, so we're definitely pretty good. I always like to ask, you know, people this, it's about their art form or whatever, you know. Wow. And then we'll get into the whole, okay, when is this, where is this, how
sure.
do you get more information and all that kind of stuff. But why do you think dance is so important? Or why is it important to you? Why is it important to other people as well?
I think in my framework, the way I view life and all its wonders, I think food, music, and dance can unite people, and possibly the solution for to sustain peace. And also, for me, dance is any kind of embodied movement or embodied expression. So I live life by dancing. I dance my day, I live my day through dancing, kind of any kind of embodied movement, role playing, that could all be dance. And so to me, it's, how do I say this? To me, dance is experiencing life, not just cerebrally, but through the body, and this vehicle that I have to experience and live through life. And it ties in with a lot of my spiritual beliefs too. But it's a worldview. Dance is to me a worldview, and it has an element of unity and acceptance that a lot of other aspects of life might not have, the politics, the tensions, the cultural tensions, and I can come up with like a huge list of, conflicts we have, but dance is just, it's a universal mode of expression that's so unique to everyone. So there's a sense of self when you express yourself through dance, but at the end of the day, it's dance. It's anybody can dance, it's movement, embodied movement, and living life in a very bodily sensed way.
Well, yeah, it literally is. How are you moving through the world?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love that, like you're saying, so much of life we take in a cerebral level. We're thinking about the meaning of something. What's our opinion about it? How do I feel? And dance for me, and choreographing, can be a way that you can almost sort of bypass sort of the very critical, sometimes judgmental brain, and take things in on a kinesthetic, visual, sensory level. And it's a way to present images, ask questions, pose a narrative or a story or an idea in a way that we kind of enter it on a sensory level before we even sort of start thinking about it. And it might ignite thoughts and ideas. But because it's through the body and sound and motion, it kind of draws us in a different way.
And also, I think dance paves a way to a more ethno-relative point of view for people. In dance, there isn't right or wrong way of moving in my dance worldview. there's just ways of moving. And also, there is no right or wrong way to live life. There are just ways to live life. It's very culturally relative, ethno-relative point of view that a lot of people should kind of step out of their comfort zone. And I feel like, you know, try to understand and be non-judgmental and be open-minded to other dance forms or other cultures or nations in conflict, you know. And I think that would bring us one step closer to being in the world we want to live in.
Yeah, and I think bringing this group of artists together has allowed us, too, to see the different artistic approaches people can take to creating or performing a dance. Yeah. And we've learned from each other, and it can be inspiring, I think, to us to see, oh, you have sort of an established movement vocabulary that you work with, but it's how you interpret it and put it together. And, oh, this artist over here starts with an idea or image and then creates, generates, or invents movement to go with it. And sometimes there's a story, sometimes there's not. You know, sometimes it's to the beats of the music, sometimes, you know, it's to the breath or the heartbeat. Kind of seeing how we each create differently, I think, has been eye-opening for us, too.
Definitely.
So, Dancing with Many Voices is coming up. Well, this is going to air next week. So Dancing with Many Voices is coming up this weekend at the Pioneer Place, November 11th through the 13th. For more information, where can people find that?
Well, we have constructed a website, dancingwithmanyvoices.com, where you can go to get information and images about any of the artists. You can also go to the Pioneer Place website, and you can get tickets right online there. That's pp5.com. And also, you can go to our fabulous new comprehensive arts gathering place, aroundthecloud.org, to find information about our dance event and any arts events in St. Cloud.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you both for talking with me today.
Yes.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Right on.
May we credit the Central Minnesota Arts Board, too, at some point?
Yes, for sure. Well, let's see. Why don't you, let's see. That whole thank you for talking with me today, that's going to be at the very end. I'll just cut and paste it. Let's see. That Around the Cloud, I'm glad you said that, because I try to promote that as much as possible, but it's just, it's
definitely,
whenever I try to get it in, I get it in. So let's see, how about after that, Around the Cloud? Okay, I can just ask you this. I'll tuck this in someplace. So let's just pretend that you just said aroundthecloud.com, and then...
Is it com or org?
Org, I think.
I said org. Org.
Yeah, it's dot
org. But I can't remember. Good, okay.
I'm going to check that. I'm pretty sure it's...
I think it's on our website, too.
I keep forgetting which is which. Yep, it's .org.
Okay, good.
Sweet. Okay, so how should we word this? How about just say... let's see. Well, I mean, people can buy tickets, of course, and of course, you know, all that. But I'm struggling with exactly what to say here. What other partner organizations have made this available or made this possible?
Yeah, well, of course, Pioneer Place is co-producing the show with us, so they're making their space available to us. We're also really grateful to have received a project grant from the Central Minnesota Arts Board, supported by the Legacy Funds from the Minnesota State Legislature. And who else is on board? All of the individual artists and organizations, too, have really contributed a lot of time and energy into promoting, marketing the event. We're partnering with the Eastside Boys and Girls Club to present a free family sort of shortened version of the show, and also with Anna Marie's Alliance, a women's shelter in town, to present a belly dance workshop for the women that are at the shelter, and then also from some families from the shelter to come see our free family event at the Boys and Girls Club. So it's become quite a community adventure.
Nice, nice, nice. Cool. Well, I'll get that in there, too. asked. So.
And the only thing I didn't, other thing I didn't mention is the drummers that are in the show.
Oh, yeah.
Is that all I missed? Yeah. I don't know if you want, if you're in a lead-in or something. I can give you this.
Let's see. So you got a...
I think I mentioned everyone except
the drummers.
The drummers. And I didn't mention Amanda, but she's part of MDE, too. So.
Okay, right on. Let's see. So what are who are the drummers? Are
They're they? The SCSU Malaysian Student Organization Association. They have this thing called 24 Season Drums.
Okay. Well, you could just say, you know, another partner organization is, and then talk about them.
Sure. Another organization that's partnering with us is the St. Cloud State University Malaysian Student Association. They have this really unique drumming style called 24 Season Drums that they, it's really choreographed. They're drumming, it's really exciting, but they're moving and they're kind of changing sticks and turning and twirling, and it's a choreographed drumming. So we're excited to have them on board too.
Cool. Right on. Well, anything else? Anything else?
I can't think of anything. I'm sure I'll think of something. Oh, dope. And someone can say it on Saturday.
Yeah. Cool. Yep. Right on. Let me see, dude.